Existential cultural chasm, 300,000 anti-Israel activists protest on armistice day as anti-Semitic chants and signs fly over London. By Kurt Zindelka on November 11, 2023. An estimated 300,000 people flooded onto the streets of London on Saturday to protest against Israel despite considerable backlash over the demonstration coinciding with Armistice Day, upon which the British people honored their fallen war heroes. Anti-Semitic chants and placards were recorded across London as approximately 300,000 pro-Palestine protesters took to the streets in what is believed to be the largest anti-Israel demonstration since the Hamas terror attacks on October 7, when over 1,200 people were brutally murdered by the Islamist terrorists. The so-called National March for Palestine, which was reportedly partially organized by at least three Islamic groups with direct ties to Hamas, came as the Metropolitan Police refused to ban the protest despite objections over it being held on Armistice Day, the anniversary of the end of the First World War upon which the nation commemorates the sacrifices of its soldiers. While the establishment media focused heavily earlier in the day on the minor scuffles that broke out between police and so-called far-right members of the public who came to pay their respects at the cenotaph, so far little attention has been paid to the outbreaks of violent attacks from pro-Palestinian protesters. Outside Victoria Station, where anti-Israel activists staged a sit-in protest, two men were assaulted by a group carrying sticks as police were nowhere to be seen. Meanwhile, inside the station, Government Minister Michael Gove was forced to flee with police protection as a group of pro-Palestinian protesters attempted to mob him. Citizens simply selling Armistice Day poppies were also accosted by mobs. Although there was much clamoring from the establishment commentariat about supposed racists who came to London for Armistice Day, there were many outright racist placards waved during the pro-Palestine march, including one which depicted Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Home Secretary Suella Braverman, both of whom have Indian heritage, as coconuts, a racial slur often used by the left to deride ethnic minority conservatives as being brown on the outside and white on the inside. Another sign that has drawn criticism showed the flags of Britain, the United States, France and Israel as being the white side while the flags of the Congo, East Turkestan, Palestine, and Sudan as being branded as the right side of history. Many anti-Semitic placards and chants were also seen at the demonstration, including signs featuring the Nazi swastika as well as signs comparing the conflict in Gaza to the Jewish Holocaust in World War II. Anti-Semitic chants such as From the River to the Sea, which have seemingly become commonplace in Britain, were also heard during the protest. Some of the protesters were even filmed wearing Hamas-style headbands. These pro-Palestine mobs in London are a menacing disgrace and are fundamentally anti-British, remarked former aide to Margaret Thatcher Niall Gardner in response to. While the Metropolitan Police refused to ban the protest, despite considerable backlash from the public over the disrespect to the nation's veterans, earlier in the day, the Met used their extensive powers to curtail protests to preventatively arrest 82 counter-protesters to supposedly prevent a breach of the peace. In response to the protest, Conservative MP Neil O'Brien said, "I've got every sympathy with those who want the violence in the Middle East to end, but zero sympathy with this rabble of racists, cranks, anti-Semites and moronic terrorism glorifiers." Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox said, "A nation divided against itself cannot stand." These past weeks have revealed the true scale of what is an existential cultural chasm between those who wish to destroy everything about the West and those who wish to preserve it. We are going to find out who believes in their cause more. I suggest if we want a future for our children, we start to take what is going on more seriously. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow at Kurt Zindelka or email to zindelka@breitbart.com. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.